The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Samach Beis, and we're on the third wide line of daf Samach Aleph Omid Beis. Yesterday we began Perek Ezeu Neshech, the fifth Perek of Masechtas Bava Metzia, which discusses the halachas of Ribbis. So we spoke out an introduction yesterday to the halachas of Ribbis. But generally speaking, the Mishnah begins with the words Ezehu Neshech, the Ezehu Tarbis. The word Neshech and Tarbis are both found in the Torah. The Pasuk in Vayikra, Chofhei, Parashas Bahar, Eskas Bechol Loisitein Loi Ben Neshech, Uvemarbis Loisitein Ochlecho. We find in Varm Chav Gimel, that's in Parshas Kiseitze, Leisashik Lo'achicha, Neshech Kesef, Neshech Oichel, Neshech Kol Dover Asher Yishach. So the Torah uses two words to describe what we know as Ribbis. The Torah uses the word Neshech and the word Marbis, which is naturally the same Shoyrish as the word Ribbis. But as we saw in the Gemara, Rishonim elaborate on this, there's no difference between Neshech and Tarbis. They're two sides of the same coin. They're two synonyms that describe the same exact Avera. Lending somebody money and charging interest for the loan. The Torah uses the word neshech from the loivis perspective, miloshin noishech, because when a person borrows money and he pays interest, the interest bites into him, it's mitzahirim, and ultimately can cause him terrible, terrible things. So from the loivis perspective, there's an element of neshicha, thus the word neshech. From the malvis perspective, marbis, miloshin riboy, he's benefiting from the downfall of the loiva. But essentially, there's no difference between neshech, there's no difference between marbis. The Gemara went through the different drushes. It would seem at first glance, as kaspecha, when it comes to money, loisitin leiben neshech. Ubemarbis loisitin ochlecha, when it comes to Oichel, it's Marbis. But the Gemara said it's Lav Dafka. There's Neshech and Marbis by Kesef. There's Neshech and Marbis by Oichel. In fact, there's Neshech and Marbis be called over Asher Yishach, by any item that the loan will be. The Torah is just using two words to describe the same idea. And as the Gemara concluded, Laver Ola B'Shnei Lav. We saw yesterday that in addition to these two Lavin of Neshech and Marbis, the Rambam says in the beginning of the fourth parak of Hilchas Malva V'Loiva that if somebody lends somebody else money, Beribis, he's over six Lavin. The Loiva is over two Lavin. The Edom are over a Lav. The Seifer is over a Lav. Brokers that were involved in the transaction may be over a Lav as well. We'll see what these six Lavin are, B'Meshech the parak. Either way, the Mishnah began Ezeu Neshech Ve'Ezeu Tarbis, which again is just two words describing the same exact idea, the idea of Ribbis. Stating that, when the Mishnah explained Ezeu Neshech, the Mishnah gave an example of a Ribbis Deiraisa. When the Mishnah explained Ezeu Tarbis, the Mishnah gave an example of a Ribbis Derabbanan. It's a little bit of a misnomer, as the Gemara pointed out, and the Gemara will point out in the beginning of today's daf as well. Because really, there's a Neshech and a Tarbis by a Ribbis Deiraisa, and there's a Neshech and a Tarbis by a Ribbis Derabbanan. But just for the purpose of introduction, what's important to understand and to internalize is that the only time something is Ribbis Deiraisa is if two criteria are met. Number one, there was a loan that took place. Reuven loaned money to Shimon. It was a halvah. Will you please lend me money? Yes, I'll lend you $10,000, but I want you to return it to me 10% annual interest. That's Ribbis Deiraisa. Because number one, there was a loan. Number two, the Ribbis was Ketsutza. It was set already at the time of the loan. But if the Ribbis plays itself out, Shaloi Kederech Havah, such as Biderech Mekuch HaMemker, like the Mishnah spoke about, or if there was Ribbis and it was Derech Havah, but the Ribbis wasn't Ketsutza, it wasn't agreed upon, it wasn't stipulated at the time of the Havah, but it was something that was added on at some future date, or there was a variable that was going to decide whether there would be Ribbis or there wouldn't be Ribbis. Being that the Ribbis is not Ketsutza, again, it would not be considered Ribbis Deiraisa. Either way, there's a lot more to discuss as far as introduction goes, and Be'ez Hashem, as we go through the Dafin, we'll fill it in. But for now, there's a really festive Daf Gemara that we have to learn. Zokta Gemara. So the Mishnah said, so the Mishnah started Ezeu Neshech and gave an example of Ribbis Deiraisa, and then the Mishnah said Ezeu Tarbis and gave an example of Ribbis Derabbanan. It sounds like there's no Tarbis by Ribbis Deiraisa. Neshech is Ribbis Deiraisa. Tarbis is Ribbis Derabbanan. Is that true? I mean, that was the first sugi that we learned, the first Gemara in the Perek, that Ribbis Deiraisa there's Neshech and there's Tarbis. The Mishnah would seem to be very misleading. So the Gemara repeats what it already said in the beginning of the Perek. Amar Abavo, Ad Kan Shel Torah, Mikan Ve'elch Shel Devarim. The words of the Mishnah are a misnomer. But really what the Mishnah is saying is, Eizel Ribis De'Raisa, Eizel Ribis De'Rabonim. And the first example, the Mishnah, where it was a Halva, and it was Kitzutza, that's Ribis De'Raisa. The second case of the Mishnah, where it was derech mekach u'memkar, that's ribis derabbanan. V'chein amar Rav, Rav said the same thing. Ad kan shel Torah, mekan ve'elach shel devarim. It's not so much ezel neshech ve'ezel tarbis, but it's ezel ribis deraisa ve'ezel ribis derabbanan. Rav continued, ad kan, in a case of ribis deraisa, the first case of the Mishnah, yachin rasha ve'yul b'shadik. If somebody's malva beribis, he's the rasha, he now has the interest. If he dies, his yarshim would be allowed to benefit from the ribis that they have. So Yochin Rasha, the Rasha appears sometimes, the Yobash Tzadik, and the Tzadik is the one that benefits from it. In this case, the Yarshim, who Yarshim from their father, that was Malva Beribis, would be allowed to keep it. Ad Kan, meaning in the first case of the Mishnah, which is Ribis Deiraisa, as if to say, that by Ribis Deiraisa, if a man charged ribis, then he died, the Yarshim get to keep the interest. If somebody took interest, ribis derabanan, and then he died, the Yarshim would have to return the interest. Freik de Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Ad kan v'suloi, it should be just the opposite. Elo, what Rava meant to add was, afilu ad kan, even in the reish of the Mishnah, which is ribis deraisa, yachin rasha, the yilbash tzadik. Alternatively, there should be a period over here, another pshat in ezehu neshech ve'ezehu tarbis. Again, we're not describing neshech and tarbis. Rather, we're discussing ribis deraisa and ribis derabanan. The nusach is ad kan ribis kitzutza, mikan ve'elach avak ribis. We all keep on saying the same thing. The point is, ezehu neshech is really not explaining neshech. It's explaining ribis deraisa, ribis kitzutza. The seif of the Mishnah, ezehu tarbis, is explaining ribis derabanan. It's explaining avak ribis. Zok de Gemara. Omer Rabbi Elazar, ribis kitzutza yetzbe dayanim. If somebody lends money, charges interest, it's ribis kitzutza, it's ribis deraisa. The malva now has the money. He collected the interest from the loiva. The halacha is yotze b'dayanim. He has to return it to the loiva. Not only does he have an obligation to return it, but the dayanim are going to go after him. They're going to force him to give it back. We'll see later, a big machlokes rishonim, exactly what the beer in yotze b'dayanim is. Avak ribis, but if it's only ribis derabanan, ain't a yotze b'dayanim. So Rabbi Elazar said, a chilik between ribis deraisa and ribis derabanan is after you collected the interest. Do you have to return it, or do you not have to return it? Rabbi Elazar said, yotze b'dayanim, you have to give it back. Avak ribis, ribis derabanan, you don't have to give back. Rabbi Yechanan argued. He said, afilu ribis kitzutza, nami in the yotze b'dayanim. Even ribis kitzutza, ribis deraisa, even that you don't have to give back. It's interesting. The halacha almost always follows Rabbi Yechanan in Shas, even when he argues with Rav and Shmuel, Shlokish, the Gedoyle Amiram. But over here, we'll see soon, the halacha actually follows Rabbi Elazar. The halacha is ribis deraisa, it's yotze b'dayanim. So if you charge interest and there was no heterisko, you did it in a way where you were over a real issa deraisa, you'd be obligated to give it back. But for now, the Gemara is going to discuss this machlokes. According to Rabbi Elazar, ribis kitzutza is yotze b'dayanim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even ribis kitzutza is eino yotze b'dayanim. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, my time with Rabbi Yochanan. What's behind Rabbi Yochanan? It's based on a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Yud Ches. The pasuk over there says as follows: Baneshech nasan v'tarbis lokach v'choy. He's describing a person that was a money lender and he charged interest. He was over the iser ribis. If you go and you lend somebody money with interest, v'choy, do you think you're going to live? No way. Lo yichya, you're not going to live. Miso bidei shamayim. As kolat to'eva se'elo osa, mois yumas, you are going to die. Dom of v'yia. And the reason is because when you charge interest from somebody, you're causing that person, the neshicha, that was the word neshech, you're causing him to die a slow, painful death. And as a result, dom of v'yia, his blood is now on your hands, and as a result, you chayv misa. Not misas bezdin. There's no misas bezdin for the iseribis, but misa bidei shemayim. Yeah. So Yecheskel said that if somebody's malva beribis, lo yichya, he's not going to live. And you know why? Because dom of bayiya said Rabbi Yitzchak that posik is the makor to Rabbi Yochanan's halacha. Rabbi Yochanan said that if somebody's malva beribis, you don't have to return the interest. You know why? Because the posik says b'neshech nosan v'tarbis lokach v'choy. No, lo yichyes kol tiyavasei lo aso. You see, he's chayiv miso. The miso nitem v'loy li yishavim. Misa, that's his oynish, but chiyuv moment that not Rav Adar bar Rahava Amar Amar Kro. It's learned out from a pasuk in Parshas Behar. Al tikach meitoy neshech v'tarbis v'yoreso me'alekecho. And what does it mean? Wherever the Torah says v'yoreso me'alekecho, it means that Hashem is the one that is going to have jurisdiction over this. Hashem is the one that's going to determine the fate of this person. L'moira niten v'loy lihishovin. To the extent it would be a regular chiyuv hashava to return the interest, then it wouldn't be v'yoreso me'alekecho. Bezdin itself would be able to govern over this situation. From the fact that the Torah says that Hashem is the one that's going to deal with it, it must be that the halacha is that it's in the yotze b'dayanim. Rava said a third makar. I see it in the pasuk itself. Because the pasuk says, mois yumas domov boyia. Why is the malva beribis chayev misa b'day shamayim, according to Yecheskel? It's because he killed the loiva. Oh, you killed the loiva? That means hukshu malve ribis lo shayv chidamim. That means a malve beribis is like a reitzeach. Ma shayv chidamim lo nitnu lihishavon. Af malve beribis lo nitnu lihishavon. Either way, we have three festa agadita style makiris to Rabbi Yochanan's really lamda shahalacha. So Rabbi Yochanan said that if somebody's malve beribis, even if it's ribis kitzutza, the halacha is he doesn't have to return it. What's the makar? Rabbi Yitzchak said it's a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says that if somebody's malva beribis, he's chayv misa b'dei shamayim, which suggests your punishment is the misa b'dei shamayim. You have no chiyuv damim. Rabbi Adar bar Rahava said it's based on the pasuk in Parashas Behar that says v'yareisa me'alekecha. Hashem is saying that I'm the one that's going to decide how we deal with you. Not bezdin. There's no nitin lishavoin. There's no malchus. It's all in the realm of v'yareisa me'alekecha. And finally, Rava said it's the pasuk in Yecheskel, but it's miguvei dekra. It's sharfer. It's clear. It's because the Torah or Yecheskel said that a Malva Ribbis is like a Ritzach. This Malva Ribbis is going to have that same halach as well. Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So Nachman by Yitzchak said, okay, now we know Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan. Three Makayas. My time with Rabbi Lazar. What's Pshat and Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Lazar says, you do have a Chiyuv Hashava. So Malva Ribbis, Ribbis Ksutzos, Yoitz Bedayonim. Ribbis She'en Ksutz Avak Ribbis is not Yoitz Bedayonim. My time with Rabbi Lazar, the Amakra. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, it's based on a Pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, again, in Parashas Bahar, Al Tikach Me'ito Neshech v'tarbis v'yoreso me'alekecha, and the pasuk concludes v'cheyochicho imach. Pasha, what the pasuk is saying is that by you not charging ribbis from your brother, he'll be able to live together with you. And this is a theme that Netzshem will talk about tomorrow, and that is the iser charging ribbis is not so much a choshem mishpat a gzeilo dige iser. It's more in the realm of charity, because really, why shouldn't I be able to charge interest? You go to a bank. Banks charge interest. Lenders charge interest. There's opportunity cost that a person is going to have to suffer when he gives you money. There's inflation. You lend somebody $1,000 today. He gives you back $1,000 10 years later. It's not the same $1,000. The purchasing power of that $1,000 has gone down dramatically. But it's in the realm of chesed. Just like there's a mitzvah to give somebody charity, there's a mitzvah to loan somebody money without interest. But the pasuk fears, but Rabbi Lazar took it a step further. Rabbi Lazar said, you know what the pasuk's saying? That if you already charged interest, the Torah says, Al tikach mitein nashach v'tarbis. Now you did it. You violated it. There's a mitzvah saseh. The mitzvah saseh is give it back. V'cheyochicho imach. Ahadolei keiched inechi. So there's a mitzvah say to return it. Thus, it's nothing but hishavin. For Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with those words? Says the Gemara, from one of the most famous halachas in Shas, and that's where all the raid is going to come in. There were two people that were walking together on a road. One of them had a kitin shalmayim. If both people that are walking together will shear this kitin shalmayim, Shnei and Mason, they're both going to die. In Shoyse Echmehem, if one of them is going to drink it, Magili Yishuf, he's going to be able to live. So we have a riddle. What are we supposed to do? Should the one person that has it drink it, he'll live and let his friend die? Or maybe he shouldn't be so selfish. They should shear it. The problem is, if they shear it, they're both going to die. So Darash ben Petura. So ben Petura Darshin. Mutov sheyishtu shneyem v'yomusu. Let them shear it. Let them both drink it. V'ayira echem mehebim misasa shalchaver. We don't want that one person should have to see his friend die. Ad shebar Rabbi Akiva v'limei. Until Rabbi Akiva came and he taught. V'chayochicho imach. That from these words, V'chayochicho imach, we learn And if you have the kitan shomayim, your life takes precedence. You save your life and you let your friend die. See, you want to know Rabbi Yochanan, he needed me by like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva learned a festa halacha from here. This case, that halacha is not like Ben Peturah said, but to the contrary, the halacha is chayecha koydmin, and it's learned out from these words, from v'chay ochicha imach. So this last gemara, the machlokes ben Petura and Rabbi Akiva, is a festa gemara, and kame kumusim nishtabru, hein belomdis, hein behalacha, the hein beagada, as it relates to this machlokes tana between ben Petura and Rabbi Akiva. In yeshiva, we know the first chedusha Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam, the very first piece in Reb Chaim, the Daf Beis or the Daf Aleph Amid Aleph, is this machlokes right here. But I think rather than go into the lomdisha aspect of the sugya, because there's been so much lomdis over the last several months, so maybe just to lighten it up, we'll go into some of the divrei agada as it relates to this machlokes. So the first thing is, so Ben Petura said, "Mutav sheyishnu shneim v'yamusu, v'alyira echa mehem b'misasa shal chaveri." Ad shebar Rabbi Akiva, until Rabbi Akiva came, the man is like a kumen. Ad shedorish Rabbi Akiva, or ad sheomer Rabbi Akiva. What's ad shebar Rabbi Akiva? And the truth is that there's a similar gemara in Masechtas Bava Kama, daf mem aleph on the base. Famous gemara, Shimonu Amsuni, the Amrilon Nechemyo Amsuni, hayudorish kol esim shebetayra. He used to darshan wherever it says the word es in the Torah. He had a drosh kimishki las hashem lekachatira, but when it came to as hashem lekachatira pirish, he couldn't figure out what in the world to darshan with as hashem lekachatira. And poshup shad is because Shimon Amsuni would always darshan es as if there's something that's tuffle. Not just this, but there's something similar to it. What's similar to Yiras Hashem? Es Hashem lekechatira, Omer le Talmid of Rebbe, Kolesim shedorash lemate olem. What's going to be? You had this whole industry of Dorish Kolesim shed. You're famous for this. You're going to give it all up. Omer lehem, and he famously told him, Kishen shekibalti schar ladrisha kach, kibalti schar ladrisha, the schar that I got for darshaning the essen, I'm going to get from walking from the essen. Ad shebo Rebbe Akiva, to Rebbe Akiva came, v'limeid, Es Hashem lekechatira, the rabbis Talmid HaChacham, the same exact nusach, Ad shebo Rebbe Akiva. So we learned, we spoke at a Meir de Gevar from the Chida. What's Ad Shebar Rabbi Akiva? He said it's related to the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga, where the Gemara says Dalin Nichnasu LePardes. There were four tzaddikim that entered the Pardes. They went Me'achere HaParget, Ben Azai, Ben Zoymer Rabbi Akiva, and Elisha Baravua. And the pasuk over there, the Gemara over there says that when Elisha Baravua walked in to the Pardes, to the Mesifta de Rakia, he saw there was a Malach, the Malach Matat. He was sitting down, he was writing the Schusim of Klal Yisrael, and he was amazed, he wondered. He said that, I thought, we were always taught, Ein Yeshiva, there's no Yeshiva, nobody sits up in Shemayim. What's going on? Maybe there's two Rishuyos. And as soon as he said that, they took the Malach Matat, and they gave him Malkus, Shishim Malkiyos Bepulsa Denura. And of course, the Baskel came out and said, Shuvu Banim Shoivavim Chutzmi Acher, and the rest is history, the story with Elisha Baravu and with Acher. Poshup Shat, the Mefarshim say, why did they give the Malach Matat such a terrible oinish? It's because he was Machshel Elisha Baravua. He should have known that in the yeshivas of the Mekubalim, there was an understanding that there's no yeshiva, and by him sitting, he was misleading people. V'haraya, Elisha Baravua, one of the Gedoyli Atanon, just went off the derech because of what he see. So there was a tain on him for sitting and being Machshel Klal Yisrael. But I saw once from the Chida, he says an unbelievable thing. He says, you know why the tain is on the Malach Matat? Because if four Gedoyle Hador walk into a room, Daf Min Oifstein. The Malach Matat saw Rabbi Akiva walk in, Elisha Baravua, Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, and Azitz, he's writing Schusim Shal Klal Yisrael. Now's not the time. Daf Oifstein. Zok the Chida, Ad Shebar Rabbi Akiva. The Yid, they couldn't understand. Shimon Amsuni, Es Hashem Lekechatira, the rabbis. What are you going to be marble? But Rabbi Akiva saw the covet that's gefodet from that Talmud Chacham, that they gave the Malach, Shishim Malkius, but Pulsa Denura, because he didn't have the proper covet for a Talmud Chacham. He knew to darshan as Hashem Lekechatira, the rabbis Talmud Chacham. That was Ad Shebar Rabbi Akiva. But here we have it again. Ad Shebar Rabbi Akiva, and he said, V'chei Yochicha Imach, Chayecha Koidens. I saw in the Shar Mitzvah Balacha, he says, Al Derech Pshat, Shlemazal Mibron, he says, V'li Nira, the Matzino Rabbi Akiva, his Bekias is So he says, "Shenasa laharbi mekaymes ba'olam." Says you find throughout Shas, Rabbi Akiva was always traveling. Kigayim b'masachti zivamus kol chabez. Amr Rabbi Akiva, kshiradeti lenaharda. Sukkah chav gimel amid beis. Muva shaya baba sfina. Medrash Rabba mishpatim perik lamed. Shalach besfina leroymi. Rosh Hashanah chavav amid aleph. Halach laaravio legalia ula afriki. Yevamus tzadiches amid aleph. Halach lekrake hayam. He has a Gemara above a Kamal Kufiyud Gimel Amid Beis. Dover Zed, Dorish Rabbi Akiva Kishabam Mizifrin. So Rabbi Akiva was well traveled. He was traveling places. Presumably, he was a Gadol Adar. He was going to Darshan, maybe raise funds for his moistness. But Rabbi Akiva was making his rounds. It could be Rabbi Akiva would come into a shtot and there was a mavucha. At Shabbat, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's Gekumin. He came from Eretz Yisrael and he taught us. And the truth is, I was thinking, Shimon Amsuni, he's not one of the more often quoted Tanan in Shas. Ben Petura. Where else do you find Ben Petura in Shas? I didn't get a chance to look in the Seyda Adairis. But again, not from the most often quoted Tanan. So you have almost obscure Tanan that said a halacha. At Shabbat, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who came from the Yishuv, he entered maybe one of these Favar from the Derflach, and he came and he said what the halacha is. But it's Yedua, the Velt says over from the Chedush Yarim. The Chedush Yarim said a different pshat. He said the emes is that all the Tanan felt like Rabbi Akiva. If I have a Kitin Shomayim, and you don't, and if I share mine with you, you're going to die, and I'm going to die. Doesn't it make sense? Common sense. Reb Chaim's very bothered with that. And that first piece in Sefer, that even Rabbi Akiva needed a drasha of Echei Ochicha Imach. Common sense. It's just common sense that I should drink it. But you know what the Tanan felt? That they couldn't darshan that? Because they felt that maybe the reason they think it is because they have negias. Because any person would want that if he's ever in that situation, he should be able to keep the Kintel Shamayim for himself and not have to share it. And because of this very strong negias that every person has to want to live, they felt that there was no way that Kedarshan, Rabbi Akiva's drasha, which Rabbi Akiva? The Rabbi Akiva of Masechtas Brachos Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses the story with Rabbi Akiva. He was on death row. The story with Pappas Ben Yehuda, and at the very end, Zokti Gemara, Bishah Shel Yitzius Rabbi Akiva LaHariga. When the Romans took Rabbi Akiva, they were gonna kill him now, brutally kill him. Zman Kriyashma Hoya. It was time to read Kriyashma. But Yisorkines Besorib the Masrekes Shel Barzel. They were torturing him to death. But Yemekabel all of O Malchus Shemayim. And as they're torturing him, he starts saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Omer Lo Talmid of Rabbeinu, Ad Kan? Really? Even now? You're up to this? Omer Lo, he told him, Kol Yomai Hoyisi Mitztar Al Pasuk Zeh, I was always bitzar on this Pasuk, B'chol Nafshecha, Afilu Noiteles Nishmascha, Amarti, I used to say, Masai Yovai Liyadoi, V'akaymenu, V'achshav Shebo Liyadai, Lo Yakaymenu. For years I'm saying, Kriyashma B'kavono, B'chol Nafshecha. What do I have in Zin by B'chol Nafshecha? That if they would take my life, I would be Makabel, O Malchus Shemayim Be'ahava. No? So this is my time to be Dairish Makayim. So shouldn't I be Makabel? And Rabbi Kiva was excited to give up his life. You know who was able to darshan V'chei Ochicha Imach? You know who didn't have Negias? Rabbi Kiva didn't have Negias. And you now we know he didn't have Negias because he was a Dairish Makayim. From this Maisa, Rabbi Kiva showed that he's willing to give up his life. Faker, Koyom Ayisim Itztar. He was waiting for the moment where he can give up his life. Al Kiddush Hashem, the mysterious Nefesh. Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Akiva, there's no concern that this may be coming from a place from the Geis. That's the first ha'ara. The second ha'ara is the Chasam Sofer in Parshas Kedoshim, in Torah's Moshe. They have to l'riacha kamoicha. Omer Rabbi Akiva, ze klal gadol b'Torah. Ha'deil Chasam Sofer gefragt, ze klal gadol b'Torah, that v'yahavta l'riacha kamoicha, that you should treat your friend like he's you. See, was Bar Hazishim with this Gemara. Here we have a Gemara where Rabbi Akiva said, "V'chei ochicha ima chayecha koid min l'chayi chavercha." So is it v'haftal reyacha komoicha, or is it chayecha koid? Azoy kifrek the Chasam Sofer. So the Chasam Sofer says a dover nifla. The Chasam Sofer says you have to be medayik Rabbi Akiva's lashon. Ze klal gadol b'toyra. B'toyra daika, when it comes to Ruchnias. There's a chilek between Gashmias and Ruchnias. When it comes to your Chaye Gashmi, said the Chasam Sofer, that's Rabbi Akiva, the Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. That's where you have the halacha, Chayecha Koidman, Chaye Chavercha. But when it comes to Inyonei Ruchnias, it's V'ahavta L'Reyacha, Kamoicha. You don't come first. You have to put your friend Shava b'shava to you yourself. When it comes to Torah, teaching people Torah, spreading Torah, you have to be willing to sacrifice from yourself. You can't be selfish and say, for me, this doesn't work. No. You have to look out for Yenim. It's not Chayecha Koidman. It's for Yahavta L'Reyacha Kamoich. As I saw on the Magia, on the Eros Chassam Sofer, he's Mitzayin, another place where the Chassam Sofer said this, you saw it. It's the Chassam Sofer, he says in a few places, B'Shem his Rebbe, the Hafla, where the Gemara says, also Gemara, Mesechtis, where the Gemara says, "Marav doyma l'malach Hashem tzvakos, yivakshu Torah mipiyu." If your Rebbe is doyma to a malach Hashem tzvakos, you should learn Torah. But if not, you shouldn't learn Torah. So Chassam Sofer brings from his grace Rebbe. He said, "What did he mean if a Torah is doyma l'malach Hashem tzvakos?" Pashit, he's very chashiv, he's a tzaddik. There's no what he means. If your Rebbe is like a malach is an oymed. A malach is born. He's programmed. He's going to be on a certain madrigal. People are oil in the yard. We go up, we go down. We have ebbs and flows. We fluctuate. Malachim don't fluctuate. They are who they are. A Rebbe, in order to be a good Rebbe, has to be willing to be mevater, to look away on his own personal aliyah, so that he will maximize the koiches he puts into making sure that his talmidim shteig. So the Afla said, if your Rebbe is like a malach, he's willing to be mevater on all his personal steiging and his personal aliyah, to give over time to you, to teach you Torah. He's willing to be an oymed, like a malach, yivakash Torah mipiyu. Otherwise, al yivakash Torah mipiyu. And again, this is in line with this Chassam Sofer, that a Rebbe has to be a malach, v'yahav t'reicha kod moicha. Muschel Rishon, you would say, I should be an oymed for my Talmud. Maybe my aliyah comes first. That's true. That's when it comes to Nyanei Gashmi. But Zekal Godel Batoira, when it comes to learning, a Rebbe is supposed to be Daimel Malach Tim Tzvokas. But I think there's a much better Tzvishta as far as Shtelling Tzua Chassam Sofer to this Chassam Sofer right here. And this is from the more famous Chassam Sofers. It's in a kuntres that the Chassam Sofer wrote. It's called Pituchei Chosim. It's printed right in the beginning. If you have the newest Shailos HaTshuvos Chassam Sofer, the Mechon HaMa'ar, it's printed right in the beginning, right before Aruch Hayim. And over there, the Chassam Sofer is talking about the greatness of Avraham Avinu. And this psukim where you find that Hashem was nispa'er with himself more through Avraham Avinu than through anybody else. More than Moshe, even more than Yitzchak and Yaakov, the other obviously. What was so great about Avraham Avinu? And this is the classic case for the Kiruv movement. If you go through this, it's unbelievable. But basically what he says is that was so great about Avraham Avinu was the fact that he was willing to give up from his own personal aliyah, Fanefesh Ashas B'charen, to bring people closer to Hashem. And he starts off bothered that Avraham Avinu gets so much credit. He's the Av HaMoen Goyim. He's our father. The truth is, there were people greater than Avraham Avinu that even lived before Avraham Avinu. You have Chanoich, Vayisal Chanoich Elo Alekim, Veinenu Kiloka Chosei. Rashi says he became the Malach Matat. So what's going on? Here you have that Chanoich became a Malach, Avraham Avinu Leimotzino. You don't find anywhere that he became a Malach. And I'll just read you a few excerpts from the Chassam Sofer. You have to hear L'shoinei Azov. Says the Chassam Sofer that if Avraham Avinu would have wanted to become a Malach, he could have become a malach. He could have done it. And the reason he didn't become a malach is loy mitzad p'chisus v'chesari nafshoi. That's not the reason. Rather, the reason he didn't become a malach is because he didn't want to become a malach. Because Avraham Avinu understood that if he's going to become a malach, it's going to require a certain level of hespoidus. He's going to have to remove himself from people. He's going to have to become a hermit. Maybe live on a mountain somewhere. And that's not something that Avraham Avinu was willing to do. Because he understood that him becoming a hermit would come at the expense of his ability to bring other people closer to Hashem. Vashalei also came. Ki hu is boinim b'chachmasoi. Ki loy be'ilo chofetz Hashem. She yashlam ba'adam es nafshoi b'lvad. Ves anshe doire yasher acharov. What? So he'll become a sholem. And what about the people in his generation? They'll have tarbis anoshim chatom achisei Hashem. Ki mikra achakor le doire shol chanoich. Which is what happened to Chanoich's generation. V'doire anab. Hanesoyin hazeh limei doisoi. Avraham Avinu was a student of history. And he learned from the doire of Chanoich and from the Dor HaMabel, that's not the right thing to do. But rather, ki toiv la'odam l'mayit ba'shlomas nafshoi. It's better for a person to give up a little bit on his personal aliyah, leman revois kvoid Hashem, lemait es mardav ulaharbes avodav yoidav. Says the Chasam Sofer, and this is one of the punchlines in this piece. Ki ma yitenu ma Yosef ha'adam im Yosef malach echad al alfi revois malachim ma'ilav. Avraham Avinu said to himself, I'll become a malach. So Hashem will have one more malach. Hashem has tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of malachim. There will be one more. Halei Hashem b'iru yomamti kehenu kehenu chadash lo b'kav. Hashem wants another malach, he create another malach. So every door will have another malach, but the whole door is going to go fifing. And Avraham Avinu realized that that wasn't the tachlis. He teaches the Chasam Sofer does a very mysterious pasuk. The pasuk says that right before it was last week's parsha, Hashem destroyed Sodom. So what does Hashem say? Hamichase ani me Avraham Asher ani Yosef. Before I destroy Sodom, I have to tell Avraham. Why? Because Avraham, how could I destroy Sodom? How could I withhold such a good piece of information? How could I not tell him? I have a great scoop for Avraham. Hamachas ani me Avraham, Asher ani Yosef. And he gave a reason for it. Avraham, hoye yil goy gadol, va'otzum v'nivruchu be'kol goy yaretz, ki yedatu v'mana sheyetzad, as one of us says, I know all the gevaldike chesed, and all the wonderful things that Avraham Avinu does. Says the Chasam Sofer, you don't find anywhere in the entire Tanakh that Hashem is about to tell something to the Navi Yirmiyah, or he's about to tell something to the Navi Yeshaya, or Amos, or Nehemiah, or one of his Nevi'im, and he says, Hamechasani me Yirmiyah, Asher ani Yosa. You want to tell Yirmiyah? You tell Yirmiyah. You don't want to tell? Then Nevi'im, that's what Nevi'im do. That's their 9 to 5. They communicate with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. They go and they give Musar to Klal Yisrael. What's this Hakdoma? Hamechasani me Avraham Asher ani Yosa. And there was a reason for it. You know why? Ki yedativ, because I know Lamana Sheyitzav is one of us, but Yisra Akhrov says the Sam Sofer, Vilmobi Mikaramu, we can never say this. You know why there was an introduction? Because really Avraham Avinu was not on the Madrega of Nevuah, that he should have merited this kind of information. Based on Milas Nevuasai, Hashem should not have told Avraham what was going to happen. But you know why Avraham wasn't on the Madrega? Ki yedat v'man ha-sheyitzav es bonav es beis ha-yachro v'shomu derech Hashem. Because Avraham Avinu was busy looking away from his old personal aliyah, trying to bring other people closer to Hashem. Had Avraham Avinu tried and not cared about other people, had he done what Chanoich did, he would have been on the Madrega. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, really, I shouldn't tell Avraham. But how can I not tell him? The reason he's not on the Madrega to know is because of all the wonderful chasadim that he's doing. Could you lose from a chesed? He can't lose from a chesed. That's the Amachasin in Avraham. Had he been on the Madrega Sanavua, you would need this Akdama. He wasn't on the Madrega Sanavu. And the reason was, Lamana Sheyitzava. The Chasam Sofer continues, and the Chasam Sofer says that this is the Pshat and Mitamida Yosef Mikulon. Rabbi Yochanan said, Harbi Torah Lamadik Miraboisai. What does it mean, Mitamida Yosef Mikulon? The Mitamida Yosef Mikulon was because a person, when he gives over to his Talmidim, when he gives up for them, he doesn't lose. There's no such thing as losing. The biggest aliyah, the biggest steiging that a person gets is from that. V'dover zeh hu musar haskel ha-sholem. He says, a sholem should think about this. It's a musar haskel. Em oma yoymar eved ho-ivri, choshka nafshi b'shem. The poetry is beautiful. Em oma yoymar eved ho-ivri, choshka nafshi b'shem, v'chofitz ani liskar ev-eilov, v'eich eses zois l'mait b'limudi. But what am I going to do? I'm going to stop learning now. You know what the answer is? You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't make up that difference that you lost out? You do what you need to do. You teach Torah. Hashem yaseh shaloi. I say ritzoyde ki ritzoyncha. Vu yaseh ritzoyncha ki ritzoynoi. L'malis nafshechom yediyas hashleim. In the little bit of time that you learn, you'll be zeichet to learn Torah. Shaloi kederech atev. Vazek yoytz b'zamru chazal. This is what Chazal meant. Says the Chasam Sofer. Afal pishe nitla hanavuah min hanavim mechacham lei nitla. What does he mean? The Nevi'im don't have Nevu'ah, but the Chachabim have Nevu'ah. He means the Seid Hashem Lireyev, that Hashem is Megalim Matzpunei Sefunei Teirasoi Kiritzoinim V'cheftzim V'chukosim Aleim. Every tzaddik that gives over for himself, he's Zoichet to Nevu'ah. He's Zoichet to Seid Hashem Lireyev. But one line that I saw, Toich, 10 pages of this Chibur Petuchei Chosim, Balzeh Omer Rabbi Akiva, Kal Godol Batoiro, V'yahavtol Reyacha Kamoicha, Batoiro Daitoi. One line, he's miramis to what he says in Teres Moshe and Parashas Kedoshim. It is a good tushtel. It's all the same piece. The point is that Rabbi Akiva held Chayecha Koyman, that's when it comes to Chayegashmi. But when it comes to Chayeh Maba, there it's not. Just one final piece on this note. The Ksav Sofer, the Ksav Sofer's son, in Parashas Buchu Kosai, is discussing the Mishnah. Kala loymed al manas lalamed, maspikim biyodei lilmoid ulalamed. Vuchala loymed al manas larsois, maspikim biyodei lilmoid ulalamed. Lishmar velasis. Vait the Ksav Sofer, v'tzorach lehaven, mai da omer maspikim biyodei lilmoid. Why does the Mishnah have to say maspikim biyodei lilmoid? Kala loymed al manas lalamed, the Mishnah should say maspikim biyodei lilamed. The Mishnah doesn't have to say maspikim biyodei lilmoid, he's learning. He's learning right now. Maspikim biyodei lilmoid, alertach. Maspikim biyodei lilamed. For kol aloymed amanas lasois, maspikim biyodei lasois. Why we say maspikim biyodei lilmoid? Elantoch says the Ksav Sofer. The Nir aloymer, based on what I heard from my father, the Adoni Yovi Moiri Agoyin Zatzal. But Masha Amro on the Gemara, Marav Doim Lamalach Hashem Tzvokos Yevakeish Torah Mipiu. And he brings this pshat that he heard from his Chassam Sofer, that Chassam Sofer brings from his Rebbe that flaw. So he says as follows, V'hine, im ki harav lo yekametz hazman mitalmidov, gam ayideza ledaiti im enemet achlisoi. A Rebbe that's going to spend time with his Talmidim, he realizes that by doing that, he's going to lose out from personal growth. Avul shomer mitzvah leyeda davara, ki teirosoi mishtameres bekirboi, v'sho achas, in a short time, this Rebbe, Yilmoid Mashacherim Bahar Beshoyes, but takes other people hours and hours to learn. Kizchusa Rabbin Pluyavoy. Vizesha Omar, that's what the Mishnah meant. Haloyman Amanas Lalamid, Maspikim Biyodi Lilmoid. What do you mean, Maspikim Biyodi Lilmoid? He'll be Zoicha not just to learn what a regular person could learn in that time that he's learning. He'll be Zoicha to the Seyd Hashem Lireyav. The Avopishin Nitlan of Vuam and Anavim, like Nitman Achachomim. There's a special Siyat Dishmai that he's going to have, and that's the Maspikim Biyodi Lilmoid. Either way, we're walking away with a very nice, I think, compilation of Chassam Sofers and Ksav Sofers and the Hafla with regards to Vayahach Delireyach Kamoicha, that Kalgodo Batera Davka Batera, as opposed to when it comes to Yoni Gash Michayecha Koitman. But it's also Chiddush Godol Halacha. That means if there's a Yid that's a Talmud Chacham and people want to learn with him, he should just give up on his own personal Aliyah. He should learn Torah to other people. That seems to be what he's saying. But I found Rav Moshe Feinstein in a tshuva brings this Chassam Sofer. He brings the Chassam Sofer in Torah's Moshe in Parshas Kedoshim. That the Chassam Sofer teach Zekal Gadol B'Torah, that Rabbi Akiva's line of Chayecha Koidman does not apply to Nyani Ruchnias. It only applies to Nyani Gashmias. And I'll just tell you what Moshe says, that what the Chassam Sofer, the Divri Chassam Sofer, Al Masha Omer Rabbi Akiva Haftar Reyecha Kamoicho V'chulu, T'muin Mo'id. Rabbi Moshe says, not Oiskal Malacha, can't be. And he has Rayas, the income of Kamil Harech. So Rav Moshe says that you're asking him, B'Torah's Poisek Hadar, he doesn't agree with the Psak Halacha, because it's a beautiful Torah, but it's not the Psak Halacha. And Rav Moshe comes out, he says as follows, Achoresi, you want to know Halacha L'maisa? So let's say you have a Talmud Chacham, who people want Shiurim things, what should he do? Should he learn for himself or should he teach? Horesi, this is my Psak Halacha. Shakol Talmud Chacham, after tzorech la'atzmoy, v'gadol ma'od, mechuyev l'lamid miktsas man gamim acher. You should give up some time. Avshe mispatul mitoyros atzmoy. They see right, Moshe says, have a raya, mihoder apredo. Shalimi l'talmud kosha havani, he had a Talmud, it was very hard for him to understand what they were learning. Shahutzrich l'lamid imei dalim me'ezimni. He taught him the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Erevin, daf nandalit, 400 times. Avshe bisman ezahoyu yoyser toiv, he probably would have been much better off during that time. Imlamay la'atzmoy. Sounds like could have finished half a shas during that same time. But still, what happened was he was zeicha that he lived for 400 years. His entire generation. Afal P. It seems at first glance that maybe based on Chayecha Koyman, he did the wrong thing. So you see from here that a person has to give up from his personal aliyah. So the question is, what's the shir? Umistabrali, shugam king shir meiser. It says Rav Moshe, it's a famous plaque for Rav Moshe, that I think it's meiser. Asiris has man sheyesh lo ilmoy Torah. So just like you earn income, you give 10% of your income to charity, you give 10% of your time to charity as well. 10% of your zman, you should give away. And then he says, V'ula yochel ha'isavat chaymish. Maybe there's a chaymish, but tzorech iyan l'inyan ashir. But the bottom line is, two adjectives that he uses to describe the chiddush of the Chassam Sofer, t'muin ma'oid and tzarich in gavol, as it relates to the halacha l'maisa. On that note, so we had a machloikis, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Akiva, ribis kitsutza. Is it yoytze b'dayanim or is it not yoytze b'dayanim? Rabbi Lazar said ribis kitsutza is yoytze b'dayanim. Ribis she'eino kitsutza, meaning avak ribis, is eino yoytze b'dayanim. Rabbi Yochanan argued, and Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afilu ribis kitzutza nami eino yoytze b'dayanim." We had three makaris, what Rabbi Yochanan's pshat is. We had one makar v'cheyochicha imach, what Rabbi Loza's pshat is. But either way, a big time machloikis amirav. Says the Gemara Meisve, "Hiniach lamaviyam moyishal ribis." If a man died, he left over to his yorshim money that was ribis. Afal b'shiyed m'shen shribis. Even if the yorshim know that it's ribis, in chayav lachzira, they're not obligated to return it. It's mashma ha'aviyam, the father himself, chayav lachzira. The Yershim don't have to return it, Pasha, because they're not the ones that were malva beribis. So that's a gather of Yochin Rasha, Fil Bashadik. But it sounds like the father himself, the one that was malva beribis, he does have an obligation to return it. Because if he then he doesn't, then Raisha would have said a big chiddush. Says the Gemara, isn't that then a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, Akash, and Rabbi Loza? The Gemara says, but then Udavu and Amidon Mechayv, that could be, even the father's not obligated to return. But being that the Sefer of that Brisa says, that if he left over, not money, but a davar mesuyim, what's a davar mesuyim? Something specific, something that everybody knows who it belongs to. So somebody was malva beribis, and in exchange for his ribis, he charged parah. That was the interest. And everyone knows the parah belonged to the loiva. So by the yarshim now, using that parah, it's going to be constantly nicker that their father was a rasha, that their father was malva beribis. So there the halach is chayav l'hachsim, and they kvay davim. That even the yarshim are obligated to return it. So the sefer, we wanted to say a chiddush. So the sefer wanted to say a chiddush where sometimes even the children are obligated to return it. So Tani Nami Resha bididu. So the resha we also spoke in terms of the yarshim, but really the truth is that in the ratio, regular ribis, it could be even the father would be obligated to return it. Freik the Gemara, v'hani b'pnei kvoy davim, mi me chayvi. Is that true? Is it true that if a man dies, he leaves over ribis, the ribis was a davar mesuyim, the yarshim m'pnei kvoy davim are obligated to take the ribis and return it to the loiva? Mi mechkari kamenasi b'amcha leisar b'isa ma'isa amcha. Keep it over. Hey, 101, you're not obligated to honor your father if he's not an Oysa Maisa Amcha. If the father was a Malva Beribis, then by definition, doesn't it mean he was an Oysa Maisa Amcha? So the Gemara says, Kedomer HaPinchas Mishmei Derav B'Shasa Tshuva. Hachanami B'Shasa Tshuva. Freit the Gemara, I Asa Tshuva Ma'boy Gabay. Why does he still have it? Shlehispik L'Achzer Hachmei. Didn't get a chance to give it back. Incidentally, this Gemara, we spoke about this a lot in the Masechtas Bava Kamma, a little more Gemara now, but we did speak a lot about this idea. Is it possible to do Tshuva if you're a Goslin and you didn't return the gzela? Because at first glance, you can argue you're a type of a sheretz biyadin. Spoke Ater from the Chida and others. But the bottom line is, that's what the Gemara says. Talking about he did tshuva. Being that he did tshuva, the children do have an obligation to honor their father. Ay, if he did tshuva, why does he have the ribis? Like hispik lahachzera. He was going to, he just didn't get around to it. Meisvei, I'll ask you another kasha. Gazlonim umalvi beribis. Gazlonim umalvi beribis. Afal pisha govu. Even though they already were goyva. Machzirin. The halach is they have to return it. So first the Gemara interrupts and says, Gazlonim may afal pisha govu ikka. What does it mean? A gazlin, even if he collected, a malva beribis, even if he already has the ribis, the halach is machzirin. What does gazlonim mean? I gozl, if he stole it, gozl. And he loy gozl, if he didn't steal it, gazlonim karusul, then he's not a gazlin. What does it mean? Gazlonim afal pisha govu. Ele'ema gazlonim. Umay niyu malvi beribis. We're really referring to malvi beribis. Af al pisha govu machzirin. But the bottom line is, you see that if you're a malva beribis, you now have the ribis. You have an obligation to return it. It's a right, Rabbi Loza, it's a kasha, Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan, as great an amoira as he was, is not allowed to argue with a tana. And if you're not sure, it's a Tosfos in Ksubas Tavchasam and Aleph, where Tosfos actually is not sure. He has a discussion. He brings rayas, a raya from a Gemara in Ksubas. But Rabbi Yochanan is not supposed to argue with a tana. So how could Rabbi Yochanan be not like a braisa? So the Gemara says, Tanoi, the Tanyo, Reb Nechemya, Reb Lezben Yaakov, Poitun Esa Malva, Vesa Orev, Mepnei Sheyesh, Mem Kuma says, Machlik is Tanoim, whether for the Issa Ribis, there's Malkus, or there's no Malkus. Reb Nechemya and Reb Lezben Yaakov both said that the Malva and the Orev don't get Malkus, Mepnei Sheyesh, Mem Kuma say, because there's a Kuma say. And that's the rule. Every Lav, Shenitek La say, you don't get Malkus. My kumase. What is this kumase? Lav mishum domri dal kumaduru. The kumase must be return the ribis. Michlal. So if that's the opinion of Nechemya Abilez ben Yaakov, and there's a chachamim in that brisa, that's not mentioned by the Gemara, but it's implied that there's a chachamim in that brisa that argue that hold you do get malchus, obviously they probably hold that there's no kumvase. Michlal the tanakamas of Lab Nebnerodun. Meaning, it would seem to be a machlokes tanon. Whether or not there's a mitzvah sasei to return the ribis or not. We have a machlokes tanon whether the malva beribis gets malchus. Rav Nechemya says no, because there's a kumvase. It's nitin las nitik lase. The chacham and the tanakama seem to say yeah. Why? Probably because it's not nitik lase. In other words, perfect machlekes tanon. So the Gemara says that even though you had a brisa not like Rabbi Yochanan, but really it's a machlekes tanon. So that brisa Rabbi Yochanan will say is going like the Tana that holds that there's a chiyuv vashava. I hold, like the Tana that holds, that there's no Chiyuv HaShava. But the Gemara says, Loi, it's not Muchach. It could be this Machloikis, whether Ribis is Nitek Lasei or not Nitek Lasei, has nothing to do with whether or not there's a Chiyuv to return the Ribis or there's no Chiyuv to return the Ribis. Ma'i Kum Vasei L'Kroya Shtar. It means something else. We're talking about before the Ribis was even paid. And as the Gemara will say in a moment, that as soon as the shtar shel ribis is written, at that point everyone's already over an isser. The isser is loisasimun neshach. There's an isser to even create a document, a loan, an obligation for ribis. It's that loisase that there was a discussion whether there's malchus for, and the shaila is whether it's nite klase or not nite klase. What would the assay be? Rip up the shtar. But it could be that once you collect the ribis, for that loisase, it could be everybody would hold that it's either nitik lase or not nitik lase. Maybe that's not the discussion. It could be you do have a mitzvah, you don't. That's machlokes Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan. But it could be it's not the machlokes tanon. Meaning at first glance, this machlokes tanon would seem to be the machlokes amira. That's what the Gemara says tanohi. But the Gemara is doichit very easily. It could be that discussing two different laven. That brisa maybe is not discussing the lav of actually collecting the ribis, but rather it's discussing creating the loan that is ultimately mechay of the ribis. But the Gemara says, "My kumase l'kroy shtar to write the shtar." But the Gemara is going to build up to what we just spoke out. Sorry, my kusava ikusava shtar imel ligvis kigavidami. If the tanam hold that a shtar imel ligvis, when I have a shtar that says you owe me money, it's already kigavidami. And what's the lumness behind that? Because being that the chayv is already. There's a shibud nechasim. It's as if I already have it. Then vav di isure. Then it's as if they already collect it. So if there's a machloikis now, whether it's nitin glase or not nitin glase, then it is the machloikis. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yechanan. V'ilav kegavadami. And if it's not kegavadami, halay off of leikum. They didn't do anything. What isur is there? La'olam kasava shtar ha'imid ligva is lav kegavadami. Really, it's lav kegavadami. Your question is, what then is the isur? V'akamashman the suma milse. Le'sasimim of nashach. As soon as you create the shtar, that in itself is a lav, and that was this machlokes tanoim, Rav Nechemya, Rav Lezmi Yaakov on the one side, Tanakama the Chachamim on the other side, whether there's malchus for that, but again, it could be the shaila of malchus here has nothing to do with once you already collected the ribis, that's a machlokes amiram, this is a machlokes tanoim, two different machlokes. And the Gemara says, Hochinami mistabro. I think what we just said, which is a chiddush, right? What's the chiddush that we just spoke out? The chiddush is that as soon as the document is created for a ribis loan, even if nobody collected any money yet, they just closed the loan. At that point, there's already an iser lois sasimun. So the Gemara says, "Hochinami mistaber." We said it as a chiddush to say pshat in this brisa what this machlokes tanoim is. But the Gemara says it's muchach from a mishnah. The tnan ve'elu oivim b'lois asay. The following characters are over the lois asay of ribis. Hamalva v'haloiva. Says the Gemara, I understand the Malva Pashit, he collected the ribis. The Leiva gave the ribis. The Arev, to the extent that he was the one that paid it, he's over the Issa ribis. But the Edom, what did the Edom do? El Edom, I of it. The Edom with the original Edom on the loan. What did they do? El Elav Shmamina. The Summa Milsi Shmamina. Must be there's an Issa to create the loan. You can't create the loan without the Edom. Thus, the Edom do play a role. Shmamina. Omrav Safra. Safra said, "Kol she'ilu b'dinei moitzi and malva miloyva l'malva b'dineinu machzirin mi malva l'loyva." A little confusing. So, if you want to know when ribis has to be returned, take a look at what the non-Jewish courts do. If in the non-Jewish court, Reuven and Shimon would engage in a loan, and there would be ribis, where there is no isser ribis, Bezdin or the non-Jewish court would enforce the borrower to pay the ribbis, if the non-Jewish court would enforce the interest payment, then if you did the same thing, the Jewish court would require the lender to give it back. Meaning if it constitutes interest in the non-Jewish court, then it's considered interest with regards to the halacha that the malva has to give it back. But if the non-Jewish court would not enforce it, they don't recognize it as interest that the borrower has to give the lender, then b'dineinu, we don't recognize it as interest. So our definition of what interest is as it relates to the halacha of the malva being obligated to return the interest to the loiva is really dependent on the non-Jewish court's definition of interest. If they view it as interest, meaning they would enforce the loiva to give it to the malva, then we'll view it as interest and we'll enforce the malva to return it to the loiva. If they don't recognize it as interest and they would not enforce the loiva to give it to the malva, we will not recognize it as interest either and we will not enforce the malva to give it to the loiva. But the Gemara says, Amalei Abai the Rav Yosef, Eklolahu, is that so simple? I'll give you a few rayas. Farisabisa, a classic case of ribis dirabonon, of akribis, avak ribis, is sabisa. If Reuven lends Shimon a sachitin in exchange for a sachitin, midday raisa, they did nothing wrong. What'd they do wrong? I'll give you a saw for a saw. It's very straightforward. There's no ribbis. Midrabani, you're not allowed to do it because chitin fluctuates. So it could be that when the loiva gives the malva back the saw chitin, the price of chitin will have gone up in price to the extent that it went up in price, then it could be he's giving him ribbis. So the halacha is that it's ribbis derabani. Now, if it's ribbis derabani, even Rabbi Lazar, who was the machmer in this machloikis, held that the only time the malva has to give the loiva back ribbis is if it's ribbis deraisa. Avak ribbis, ribbis rabbanon, he doesn't have to give it back. If you go to the non-Jewish courts, will they enforce this type of interest? Meaning if two people agreed to a loan of a saw b'sa, and now the price of the saw went up, of course they would enforce it. So you have an example where the arkois, the non-Jewish court, recognizes this as a valid interest payment that needs to be paid, yet Bezin Shal Yisrael would not be mechayev the malva to give the difference in the value between the saw that was loaned and the saw that was returned because it's avak ribbis, it's only ribbis rabbanon. So Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, the cloud doesn't work. It is interest in the non-Jewish court, meaning the courts will enforce the leva to give the malva. It's true that Erkais will enforce it, but there's a lumbus to it. It's not because they view it as interest. It's not real interest in their eyes. The reason they view it is because when you lend somebody a saw, they don't see it as a halva. They see it as a pekadon. What's the difference between a halva and a pekadon? You can borrow money from somebody, and you can borrow somebody's car. In one, you're called a loiva. And one you call the shahil, but it's very, very different halacha. What's the difference? Milva's loitzane. No. When I borrow money, I get to take the money, I can spend it, I can be mekadesh an issue with it, I can do whatever I want with that. I just have an obligation to give you back money when the time comes. If I borrow your car, I can't sell the car, do business with it, and just make sure that I return the same make and model that you gave me. That's not the way it works. I'm a shomer pekadon. If I damage it, I'm chayv anointzin, I'm a shaleach yad. So a shomer pekadon has to return the chayfetz. The chayfetz kol hecha di isa b'shus in the mara isa. It actually belongs. The halachas of ribbis apply only to somebody that borrows money. Somebody, he's a loiva, where it's a milva loitzadnin. If I'm a shoyel, if I take your chayfetz, b'teres shoyel, b'teres pekadon, then I'm allowed to give you interest. Right? What is that in Mamalushin? A soicher. That's a renter. What's a renter? I'm borrowing your thing, and I'm paying you. I'm giving you a daily rate. How am I allowed to rent your car? Why is that not ribbis? Because I'm not a loiva, I'm a shoyel. And even though in English it translates the same way, I borrowed money, I borrowed your car, but one is a loiva in Lashon HaKodesh, and one is a shoyel in Lashon HaKodesh. It's not the same thing. The only time you have ribbis is when you're a loiva. But the bottom line is said Rabbi Yosef, that the way that Erkois viewed the sub b'sah is not as a halva. They viewed it as a shayla, more as a shayla pekadon. Oh, by pekadon, it's a whole different deal. That's why you have to give him the saw back. You have to give him the saw because you have his saw. So naturally, you have to give it back. But it's not that it's an interest from the standpoint that it's viewed as a ribbis so that b'dineinu, we would be moitziit from the malva to the loiva. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, I have another kasher, mashkanta b'loi nachyaisa, the b'dineinu moitziin, mi loiva la malva. You're thinking the same thing. Oh, b'dineinu, eh, machzir, mi malva la loiva. So what's this mashkanta? Reuven lent Shimon money, and Shimon gave Reuven a mashkin. The agreement was that Reuven is allowed to eat the payers to the mashkin, and he's going to get full return of his loan when the loan comes due. So it was a $10,000 loan. Shimon owns Reuven $10,000. There's no interest. But Reuven has a mashkin. I'm not just going to give it to you. I want security on my loan. So he gets a field. The field throws off payers. Reuven's allowed to eat the payers. Now, that's something that Midrabanan really were not allowed to do. Why? Because Avak Ribis. It's not Ribis Deiraisa, because not Ribis Ksutza. Ribis Deiraisa would only be if it's guaranteed, it's betach, that he's going to end up gaining from it. It's not Muchach. Rashi says, the Zimnin She'en Oysen Peiris. Maybe it won't be Oysen Peiris. So it's not Muchach that for sure you're going to get something from it. Thus, it's not Ribis Deiraisa. Now, in the Erkois, Bidinehem, if somebody engages in such a transaction, Bezna will have no problem enforcing it. Meaning they'll view it as interest. It's a valid interest. Yet, Bidineinu, it's a vacuum. It's the same way. So again, Abai told Rav Yosef, it doesn't stem with your klal. Amalese, he told him, Inibateris Vini Asliyas. Rav Yosef was fighting this point. He said, no, you know the way they look at it in Lamdis? They don't look at it as a loan with an interest. They're not machsh of this as interest. They look at it as something. They look at it as if the Malva loaned the Leva money, and in the interim, he bought the field. Meaning the money that the Malva gives the Leva originally is classified as Mekach u'Memkar. I'm buying your field. What happens is when the Leva has the money, the Mecher converts into a loan. So he gets his field back, and instead he just pays him back the mois of the loan. But being that during this interim period, the Malva wasn't really viewed as a Malva, he was viewed as a Lekeach. That's why he was eating the payers. It wasn't Beteiras Rivas. It was more b'tayras amalekeach. It's mine. I bought it. I bought it lasman. But the bottom line is up. So the Gemara says, so then what's the whole point of this klal? El kol she'ilu b'dinam to come and have safra mayos lashmina. So where's it ever negated this klal? Mashkanta den achyaisa, it doesn't work for. Sabbisa, it doesn't work for. So what are we gaining exactly? Where's it negaya? So he told the achyaisa lashmina. Kol she'ilu b'dinam, I see him malva l'loiva. Mi loiva l'malva b'dinam, achsim mi loiva l'malva. My new ribis k'tutza. He meant to say, a classic ribis k'tutza, which clearly the Erkois will view as ribis. That we also view as ribbis that the Malva has to return it to the Loiva, Ukid Rabba Lozer, and Kol Shilu B'dinayim, Emaitzim, B'dinayinu, Emachzirim, and where's in the Negeya, that if B'dinayhem, Emaitzihim, B'dinayinu, Emachzirim, ribbis Mukhtemes, ribbis Mukheres. If somebody gave ribbis, the Loiva gives the Malva ribbis before the loan, or it wasn't Kitsutsa, they didn't agree on it, but sometime between the loan and the payment of the loan, he gave him ribbis. That is considered interest that bidinehem in mitzim. Their kais didn't honor that as real ribbis. You can't come up with pekodin like we did by sabasa. You can't come up with b'teres vini yasliyadi like we did by mashkanta denachyaisa. They don't view it as ribbis. We don't view it as ribbis either. Meaning the halacha is like ribbalaza, but only with regards to ribbis deiraisa. That halacha is not like ribbalaza with regards to ribbis derabana. Just one lumdis and we'll be makatzer. But one lumdis that the rishonim discuss and the achronim discuss is so we have this halacha now that we just said. That if somebody's malva beribis, ribis ksutza, machlekes rebelazar, rabbi yechanan, we paskin like rebelazar, ribis ksutza, you have to return the interest. Meaning the loiva now has a claim to the malva for the ribis that he already gave the malva. The Rishayim discuss how far does this right that the loiva has towards the malva go? Meaning how much is it yoytze b'dayon? Is it mamish like gizela or a regular halva? Where the halach is that Bezdin is Yardim L'Teich Nechasav, or maybe it's not Mamish Gizela. It's not Mamish a Choyv to the extent that Bezdin would be Yardim L'Teich Nechasav. But rather, Rabbi Lozer's Mekar to this Chiyuv that the Malva has to return, the Ribbis was. Al Tikach me itay Neshech V'tar B'Sviyareisa Melekecho. V'cheyochicho Imach, it's a mitzvah Saseh Deiraisa. When it comes to a mitzvah Saseh Deiraisa, Bezdin is Makin V'Oinshin Koyfen Oysa. We force a person to do a mitzvah. So it could be this idea that it's Yoytz B'dayonim is mitzat kvias mitzvahs. Is it more from a Choshe Mishpat standpoint that there's a real Choyv, there's a Mamayni Gabach? It's like a Gazlan that has the Nigzals thing, or a Loiva that has the Malvus thing, that Bezdin will be Yerlo Techna Chasel, they'll do whatever they need, they'll confiscate his property to make sure that they get back to the Loiva what really belongs to the Loiva. Or it could be it's not Mamish on that level, but it's more Midin Kviya B'Mitzvah, so that Bezdin would not be Yerlo Techna Chasel. I'll just tell you one nice Maramach, there's a lot of nice Maramachimis on this, but one nice Maramachim. The Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Ramban wrote his Hasagos, his commentary, on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. At the end of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban has a contrast, Shikchas HaEsen. There's a certain Esen that the Ramban forgot, and the end of the Rambam Loisa says he has Shikchas HaLoisa says. And the Megillas Esther, who's one of the Mefarshim, one of the Noisa Kalim, he's the equivalent of the Magid Mishnah and the Yad Chazaka. So you have the Megillas Esther here in his... You have the Megillas Esther here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He commented on the Ramban. So one of the mitzvahs asays, the 17th mitzvah asay that the Ramban has, that the Rambam forgot, was lahachser haribbis shalo kakchu me'achinu. That if a yid, a malva, charges ribbis, we pass like rebel law. So the Gemara we just learned, you have to return the ribbis. Rambam was a minor as a mitzvah. So says the Ramban, it's one of the mitzvahs that he forgot. Says the Megillas Esther, v'nir li, ki mashal emon harav. You know why the Rambam didn't include it? Because he felt that it was included in Hashavas Hagzela. There are other types of Gzela the Rambam didn't include. It's Gzela. And the truth, what's the Makar to the Rambam? Yesterday's Gemara. Samach Aleph Amin Aleph. The Gemara said that had it said Ribbis, I could have known Gzela from Ribbis. And it had Gzela, I would have known Ribbis from Gzela. Because Ribbis is a Gzela dig idea. The Gemara came out, each one has Chumras, but high level, Ribbis is very much Gzela. So Ribbis is very much Gzela. That's the Rambam didn't include it. The Rambam holds. If when you're over the Isser Ribbis, you're a Gazlin, you're over like Sigzel, then you have a mitzvah, Shavas HaGzela. That's why I didn't include it. The Ramban held that it's a separate mitzvah. What? Tipshat. What would your Rebbe say in Yeshiva? The Ramban held that this Chiyav HaShavah is more midin kfiyah b'mitzvahs. You're not a real Gazlin. It's more b'cheyach yichayimach, koifin, makin. That's what the obligation is. The Rambam el bezin yarlu teich nechasav. No, you are a Gazlin. Either way, it could be this machloikis rishonim, whether b'bezin yarlu teich nechasav means or teich nechasav mamish or not, is really toluy, and this machloikis Rambam Ramban. A little more, or? Yeah, so we'll finish the daf. Whoever needs to leave. All good. Talking to you. No. So the Mishnah in the Reisha said, Ezeu Neshech, and gave an example of Ribbis Raisa. The Ezeu Tarbis, and the Mishnah gave an example of Ribbis Rabbanon. What was the Mishnah's example of Ribbis Rabbanon? So let's see the Lashon Mishnah get inside. If Reuven bought from Shimon chitin bedinar zav, he paid a dinar zav, which is the equivalent of 25 dinrei kesef hakor for each kor, and that was the prevailing price at the time. And we spoke out yesterday because that was the prevailing price at the time, even though there may end up being a ribbis situation, because it could be that at the time that the moicher delivers to the loikeach, the chitin, the price of chitin will go up. But being that it's derech mekech u'memkar, it's only ribbis dira banon, it's not usher to the extent that one of two things are met. Either the moicher has it in his possession right now, or even if he doesn't have it, he just received money, he could buy it, and there's already a fixed price. There's the shar. The price is out already. It's been set for how much the chitin costs. What happens if the chitin, in fact, went up in price? There's no issue. Because being that the shar was out at the time of the Mekkah, there's no problem. He can make these 5 dinrei kesef on this deal. Amalah, he tells him, he says, give me back the chitin, because I want to sell the chitin. I want to buy wine. I'm looking to buy 30 dinarim worth of wine. As a result, give me back the chitin. Amalah, he told him, you know what? You really want wine? I'll tell you what. It's going to be complicated for me to give you the chitin. Let me keep the chitin, and I'll give you now a choif. And I'll deliver the yayin. But yayin ain't loy. He didn't have yayin. So the halacha is, it's a problem. Because even though on the first half of this transaction he got it right, there was no problem fronting the money in exchange for chitin, even though it may turn out to be ribbis, because being that it was derech mekech u'memkar, and it was yotze ashar, there was no problem. But now that he converted the choif into a purchase of yayin, again, it's possible that at the time that the yayin is delivered, the yayin will be worth more than the shloshim dinarim that essentially he's paying for it right now. And even though it's derech mekech u'memkar, but to the extent that it's l'yotze ashar, you're running into issues. But the Gemara, being that he doesn't have it, being that yayin ain't lo, he doesn't have it right now, you're running into issues. Frank, the Gemara, v'chein le'yayin mahavi, who cares that he doesn't have wine? But it's really a mishnah. You're not allowed to front money in exchange for a future delivery of peiros unless the shar was already said. Because we just said there's two criteria, two times you're allowed to do it. Either I have it, the moicher has it, or if he doesn't have it, it's yotze ashar. The Mishnah said you can't do this deal with the yayin. You know why? Ain't look, because he doesn't have wine. That's not enough information. You need to tell me that he doesn't have it, and it was lo yotze ashar. And the Gemara assumes for some reason that it was probably, yeah, yotze ashar. So the Gemara asks it as a kasha. Why is the Mishnah's example of Ezeu Tarbis, Ribbis the Rabbanon, because the Meicher Chitin, who's now the Meicher Yayin, doesn't have Yayin. Even if he doesn't have Yayin, as long as it's Yotza Hashar, that's enough for it not to be Ribbis. Amar Rabba, Masnisev, Beba, Lochoiv, Bedmeyem, Askiyem. So Rabba said that the Mishnah is a little different. It's true that if I can buy Paris, I can give you money right now in exchange for future delivery, and even if the Paris go up in value, there's not going to be an issue of ribis. To the extent that, again, one of two criteria are met. Either you, the Meicher, have the Paris, or it's Yotza Hashar, so you can always get the Paris. But that's only true when the Lekeach is physically giving the Meicher money. But in this case, Lekeach, right now, when the second transaction is taking place, you have to hold cup, is not giving the Meicher anything. He gave him money, 25 dinrei kesef, when he bought chitin. That was a year ago. The arrangement was that he was going to deliver chitin. He decided, now, I don't want chitin. I really want yayin. When they now convert the mecher of chitin to a mecher of yayin, no money is trading hands. So right now, the lekeach is not giving the mecher anything. What's he really saying? He's saying, the money that you owe me, or the chitin that you owe me, let's turn that now into the currency that I'm going to use. He's purchasing something with a loan. He's converting that into currency that he's going to use to buy the yayin. But the point is, he's not giving him any money. Being that he's not giving him any money, this halacha doesn't work. The only time it's true that derech mekach memker, it's okay if it's yotza ashar, is if he's physically giving him money. But if he's not physically giving him money, he's just using a loan that he has as the currency to make this purchase, it doesn't work. It's a braisa, so Rabbi said. Ukidetanya. The svara makes a lot of sense. What's the svara? As far as, because the whole lumdus of Yotza Hashar is, you gave me money, I can easily buy it. It's as if I bought it already, and you already took it from me, so as if it was a mekach. We don't even look at it as a loan. But if you didn't give me money right now, who said I have the money, the wherewithal to go ahead and get it? The Gemara says, okay, Tanya, somebody owed his friend the money, and he went to his friend's goyrin, and he told, give me my money, I need to buy chitin, you owe me money, I want, he told him, chitin yeshli. You know what? You really don't want money, you want chitin. I don't have money, but I have chitin. Shani noisin l'cho, you want me to give it to you? He said, yeah. Save say like yishar shalachshav. They went ahead and they set a price. Didn't just want a one-time delivery. He's going to get delivery of chitin now for whatever. So, v'aniyah l'cho kol shnei masach chayidesh. Every month for the next 12 months, I'm going to give you a delivery of chitin. Aser. It's aser. Why is it aser? It sounds like it was Yotza Hashar. So if it was Yotza Hashar, even if he doesn't physically have the chitin right now, it shouldn't be a problem. Must be the lafki sareb all the other dummy. Because being that he didn't give him money now, he's not giving, the lekech's not giving him anything. He's just converting the loan into currency that he's going to use to buy the chitin. It's for that reason that it's also Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told him, I hear, very nice pshat in our Mishnah. But here's the problem. And really, Abaya's kash is something that we need to understand. Eloi the The Mishnah seemed to say that the only reason it's an issue is because it was Einloi. But if it was Yeshloi, let's say the Meicher Chitin, who's now going to be the Meicher Yayin, would have the Yayin, then there would certainly be no issue. The problem, Fake Dabaya, is that to the extent that the Lekeach is not buying it with money, but rather he's buying it with the loan, that even if Yeshloi, it shouldn't work. Just like Yotza Hashar doesn't work, Yeshle shouldn't work even at first glance. It doesn't make sense. Because at first glance, Yotza Hashar doesn't work when you're not paying for it with money. Because the whole svar of Yotza Hashar is, I can take the money and buy it. You're not giving me money. But if it's Yeshle, I don't have to go ahead and buy it. I am Berishonim. But either way, that's Abayas Kasha. Elam Rabayas. Abayas said Rabbis Pshat doesn't work. Masnisin Ketani Rav Safra, Beribis Debe Rav Chiyam. Pshat in the mission is based on something Rav Safra once taught. Something that was based on a Chiddush that they said over in Rav Chiya's Beis Medrash in the Sugi of Ribbis. The Tani Rav Safra, Beribis Debe Rav Chiyam. Yesh Tvarim Shem Utarim, Vasrum Leher Romans, the certain things that are mutter. Meaning mid Eiraisa, you were able to finagle, you were able to bypass the laws of Ribbis, but it's Asa mid Rabban. Okay, so classic, good Jewish attorney. Amaloi halveni mana. Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, will you lend me a mana? A mana is made up of 25 slotim. Amaloi, so he told him, mana ainly, chitim mana yesh. I'm not lending you a mana. If you want, I have a chitin that's worth a mana. Sha'ani noislecha, would you like me to lend that to you? He said, yes. Not only chitim mana. He now gave him the chitim mana. The chazar v'lokhan. So the loiva, who really wanted cash, is now sitting on chitin. So Malva didn't want to lend him money. He was willing to give him chitin. Now he needs to go ahead and sell it. So the Malva tells the Leiva, you know what? You're looking to sell the chitin, I'll sell it to you. For how much? Well, I'll buy it from you. For 24 slan, not 25 slan. The Chazab Alachim had a best Rambah Sela Mutter. What essentially happened? What really happened was, is this guy's great. Hire him. He's $800 an hour, by the way. So this Malva then became the Lekeach, but really, if you just break it down, you strip out all the drama and you come down with the numbers, he got 24 slum and he has to give him back 25. So it was two independent transactions. One was a loan, which was Sabisa. The other one was a Mekach. So really nothing happened, but it's also Mishum HaRomas Ribis. Also Lassus came, Ibn HaRomas Ribis. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, Sabaya said, we're going to have to take this story and we're going to have to plug it into our Mishnah. And at first glance, it's going to seem really nice, and then the Gemara is going to give like six reasons why it doesn't work. Hachanami, the Gemara says, that was really the case of our Mishnah. The case was, Ruben Hashem said, loan me 30 dinarim. He wasn't buying chitin. Whole different story. He was borrowing 30 dinarim. Amalei shleishim dinarim mainly. I don't have 30 dinarim to give you. Chitim shleishim dinarim yesh. If you want, I'll give you chitim for 30 dinarim. Shani noizun lecha. They're always so polite. Nasam loi chitim. And he gave him chitim. V'shleishim dinarim. V'chazav alachim emet b'dinarzav. And then he bought it back for 25. So essentially, he really got 25 din rei kesef. But he owes the malva who says loi keach. 30 din rei kesef. So the halacha is as follows. This is what the Mishnah is saying. This is where does the yayin come into our Mishnah? So, if the loiva has wine, the yav lebeshleishim dinar pay rahu the kashalkum yinei for less. Then there's no issues. Meaning, we just said that there's no ribis deraisa here because it's two independent transactions. But it's also mishum haramas ribis. Now, if the loiva is going to return to the malva wine, meaning he's not going to give him cash. He's going to give him payrus, then there's going to be no issues over here. And the reason there's going to be no issues over here is because even though it's haromas ribis is also because it looks like ribis. This is not going to look like ribis. Because you got chitin and you're giving back yayin. So it doesn't really look like a loan. There was no money over here. So being that it doesn't look like a loan, so there's going to be no issue. But if he doesn't have yayin, kim in the less lechamra, vaday mishko zuzimine, he's going to end up giving him money, machzik ribis. That's the Mishnah. So we're not talking about someone that bought wheat and then decided that instead of wheat, he wants wine. We're talking about somebody that wanted to borrow money. He borrowed chitin, sold the chitin back to his malva. Now he's going to repay him either with wine or with cash. If he pays him with wine, there's no issues. The haromas ribis worked. If he pays him back with money, then you're going to have an issue. And that's the ribis de rabbanon that the Mishnah is talking about. So when the Mishnah said, Ezehu tarbis, it's this halacha. It's not the halacha of yotza ashar, lo yotza ashar. It's this Reb Safra's halacha, this chiddush, this geshmaka case in ribis and that came out of Reb Chiya's based medrash. It's a haromas ribis. We have two independent transactions. It could be, it's going to be aser. Ezehu neshech, derech haba ribis ktsutza. Ezehu tarbis. This halacha right here. But Amalei Rava said, "You, how do you read the Mishnah? We'll just go through this. He doesn't want chitin. Demei chiti mi bayalei. He wants money. Okay, change the gersa. Sha'ani moichron, I want to sell the chitin to buy wine. She'mechart lecha. The loiva sold the chitin to the malva. No, tini she'mechart lecha. That's your problem. Let's view the chitin that you owe me as a chayiv of 30 dinarim. You just said that you bought it for 30, then you sold it for 25. That's where the ribis was. Okay, hachi kamalei, but mechi techot shasis alay b'shloishem dinar. Ba'arei lecha yasli behem yayin, v'yayin ein loy, v'abedina zov hakur v'chein ashark tani. Bottom line is, the Gemara says, no way, it's a great pshat, but there's no way to make it work, and we'll pick it up on this note tomorrow.